The old black key felt colder than any of the others. She pushed it into the keyhole. It turned smoothly, with a satisfying clunk. Coraline stopped and listened. She knew she was doing something wrong, and she was trying to listen for her mother coming back, but she heard nothing. Then Coraline put her hand on the doorknob and turned it, and finally she opened the door. It opened onto a dark hallway. The bricks had gone as if they'd never been there. There was a cold, musty smell coming through the open doorway. It smelled like something very old and very slow. Coraline went through the door. She wondered what the empty flat would be like, if that was where the corridor led. Coraline walked down the corridor uneasily. There was something very familiar about it. The carpet beneath her feet was the same carpet they had in her flat. The wallpaper was the same wallpaper they had. The picture hanging in the hall was the same that they had hanging in their hallway at home. She knew where she was. She was in her own home. She hadn't left. She shook her head, confused. She stared at the picture hanging on the wall. No, it wasn't exactly the same.
That's Neil Gaiman reading from his newly published dark fantasy for young people, Coraline, as the young heroine of the story begins her journey, as so many fantasies start, by crossing the threshold into another place. Gaiman is best known for his often apocalyptic, alternately horrific and funny, endlessly clever novels for adults like Good Omens and Neverwhere, and for the haunting graphic novel Fables and Reflections of the Sandman series. Gaiman doesn't write to satisfy the stereotypical expectations the publishing world has of neat, age-specific groups of readers. That may explain why teenagers have become avid fans of his work. He doesn't underestimate his audiences, and he lets a young adult fantasy like Stardust push many of the boundaries of the quest genre to the horizon line. Gaiman entered the arena of children's books proper with The Day I Swapped My Dad for Two Goldfish, a hilarious, surreal, and ultimately tender-hearted story that makes a casual wish, held by quite a few children, I suspect, come true. You need to be careful what you wish for, Gaiman's modern fairy tales may tell us in one story, but they also challenge us in others not to abandon our deepest and our truest wishes.